Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, June 14. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, does CPI stand for Crude Petroleum Index? I'm just kidding. As we all know, the CPI really stands for the Consumer Price Index, the most widely followed measure of inflation. But the correlation between the price of oil and inflation is remarkable. Wall Street has seen this relationship between energy and inflation for years. In yesterday's CPI report, most analysts were either right on the money or very close in their estimate for inflation. All of the predictions that I've seen got the direction of inflation correct, heading lower, if not the exact level. Inflation did come in at 4%, down from 4.9% the month before. While it's true that all of these analysts are talented and utilize the very best computer-generated models, it didn't take all that technology to realize that the price of energy has been declining, and as day follows night, lower energy costs translates into lower inflation. I've included a chart that demonstrates just how in step these two measures have been over the last 10 years. From 2015 until the pandemic of 2020, both the price of oil and inflation were relatively benign. You may recall that the Federal Reserve back then was bemoaning the low level, if you can believe it, of inflation. The Fed wanted inflation to be higher, and that was one of the reasons for the very low interest rate policy by the Fed. Then came the COVID-19 pandemic, and economic activity in the country ground to a halt. Prices dropped into negative territory, as did the price for oil. The country was trapped into deflation. Fortunately, that situation did not last long. However, as you can see on the chart, in its place, prices quickly headed from deflation to inflation. Both the price of oil and inflation peaked exactly 1 year ago in June of 2022. Oil, or more broadly the cost of energy, had driven inflation higher. So yesterday the nation cheered as inflation came down once again. But we would do well to review just how this has happened, because without understanding how we got to this point, it may lead us back to another high inflation event. Now, this current bout of inflation is a fascinating story that has much less to do with economics or the latest Fed monetary policy than it does with good old-fashioned politics. Our story began in the presidential campaign of 2020. The campaign pitted the incumbent Donald Trump against Joe Biden, a well-known figure in Washington, having recently been the vice president for Barack Obama. Now, the two candidates held views on oil and gas which were almost the polar opposite of one another. While Trump had opened up exploration and production of oil as a priority of his administration, Biden was hard set against increasing any additional production of fossil fuels. In one particularly dramatic exchange with an audience member, Biden exclaimed, quote, "I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuels," unquote. True to his words, after his election to the presidency, Biden did indeed begin shutting down the nation's use of oil and gas, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and a host of leases on federal lands. Next came the war in Ukraine, where Biden moved to cut off all oil imports from Russia. This represented nearly 10% of the country's energy usage at the time. That was two critical steps that shut down oil and gas supply. The oil markets were acutely aware of Biden's position on energy and rallied from just over $52 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate on the day Biden was inaugurated to $114 a barrel when oil and inflation peaked just a year ago. Since then, declining economic activity has helped slow both inflation and oil prices. Additionally, the Biden administration has used the very controversial strategy of selling oil out of the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR. While this did help lower oil prices by increasing the amount of oil on the market, It also brought the quantity of oil in the SPR down to levels last seen in the 1980s, making us more vulnerable to any potential oil shock. And just like that, around the corner, Saudi Arabia announced that they are reducing the amount of oil they're going to sell. Suddenly, it's 1973 all over again. You see, back then, OPEC severely reduced the amount of oil that they would sell to the U.S. This created shortages throughout the country and began the first bout of oil-based inflation. The federal government created the Strategic Petroleum Reserve so that if any supplier cut us off again, like OPEC did, we would have a reserve to fall back on. But Biden has just lowered that reserve to dangerous levels at just the time that the Saudis are reducing sales. Deja vu, anyone? Now, baseball's most spectacular combination is probably the double play. That this wonderfully complex maneuver, which can take several forms, the shortstop often begins by fielding the ball, tossing it to the second baseman for the first out, and then on to the first baseman for the second out. It's a whirling bit of motion and a change of direction. And after cheering for that final out at first base, you often forget just who began it all. Inflation is like that. It's been a constantly moving, overwhelmingly complicated event. And like baseball, it's an emotional roller coaster as these higher prices eat at all our wallets. But like the double play, which began with the shortstop, misguided energy policies are the reason we've seen these higher prices. And if Saudi Arabia is a harbinger, there's reason to believe that we may see higher energy prices as well as higher inflation again. And that's the Value Side for Wednesday, June 14. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.